When do we shake it off?
That's where I was going. That's kind of where Logan was at, too.
Hey, this is Matt LaPointe, hanging with the guys at Comic Pop Library. Just recently did some projects for Lego film scores. Encounter at Farpoint, which is a remastered version of the pilot episode of Next Generation. Got some film trailers recently turned in here for a company called Immediate Music. So lots of music production and film scoring work. I wish a year was long enough for me to forget you. But I'm sitting here in the dark.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
Today, we are going to be looking at Polly Baker's self-titled EP brought to us by Coral and Young Group. We want to thank Samuel Morris from Coral and Young Groups. He was the one that provided us with this EP, so appreciate that. Also to Polly Baker for letting us listen to her music here. This is a six-song EP. We came in on Be Like This, and it was released last year in 2016 by Blue Elaine Records. And Polly is a singer, songwriter, pianist from North Virginia, but she is currently now in the California hills out there trying to make her way in Hollywood, I guess. She grew up in a musical family. When she was 4 years old is when she sang her first performance with her parents and older brothers in church. She began piano lessons at age 5. And she penned her first songs, Dreams, at age of 10. She's been performing for nearly 16 years and was the lead keyboardist and background singer for her local church. And then I don't know if she's still singing for her church or not, but it must have been a big church because she has in here she's performing for 10,000 plus churchgoers every Sunday. So I was like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
Must be one of those televised churches.
Who knows? But it's a big church.
That's what, something like 100 times what we get?
Probably, if not more. We're lucky to have 125.
Yeah.
So a lot more than what we generate here.
You guys are luckier Kansas than what we get. We get like maybe 25 to 30 people going to church.
Small town, so, Kansas.
Yeah.
There we are. But she also won a worldwide singing competition at age 19, and she's opened for national acts. Some of the ones that she has opened for is Wild Card, Channel West Coast, The Afters, Melissa Manchester, and Cindy Alexander. She has a graduate degree at Berklee College of Music, and like I said, she is currently living in Los Angeles. And Dave Darling, a Grammy winner, was her producer for this EP that she produced, so that's a feat in itself, so... Cool. This one, I'm just going to jump in and say I enjoy it because I like the pop rock type stuff. This is more pop country, but it had fun rhythms to it. But I'll let you guys in on your overall thoughts, and then we can kind of look at each song, unless you want to just jump into each song.
I just want to know if the hills that she lives in has eyes.
Well, with Hollywood, probably so. Probably more than you want.
And are they alive with the sound of
music?
That would be even creepier. Getting those two movie franchises crossed. Wouldn't that be a movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Hills Have Eyes, the musical.
Yes. But Polly Baker, we've kind of talked about it. She has the style, and she admits herself, she is a country pop singer. Some of the songs The majority of the songs on this album to me are more pop. And the very last song, called Wild, it was more of your traditional sounding country.
Like on all my notes that I read, six, Taylor Swift.
And she has a very similar sound to it. And you could tell by the song we came in on, Be Like This. Yeah, it's very.
Yeah, but instruments at the beginning immediately reminded me of another song, which at least by YouTube's reckoning was Britney Spears instead of whoever. That Romeo and Juliet one.
But I think
Love Story, I think.
Love Story was Taylor Swift.
Love Story was Taylor Swift, yeah.
You're really? Because YouTube said it was Britney Spears.
I don't think she's covered it.
No, I don't think so.
That's why I said
it was a random video on YouTube that was the first one that matched what I hyped.
And somebody might have accidentally put Britney Spears on there, but it's awesome. Taylor Swift.
But it is. The banjo's in there on this first one. You heard that coming in. Yeah. And then when the chorus hits, you really get hit. And then I also heard chimes in there in some parts of the song that we came in on, Be Like This. And
those messages are a bit different. One of them's this guy's my boyfriend that my dad doesn't approve of. Then he leaves for a while, comes back and asks to marry him.
This is my traditional fling from Taylor
whenever.
Shirt.
And this guy's my fling from whenever. And no matter how much I don't really want to, each time he comes back, somehow he manages to seduce me basically like that.
See, that's just a plain, Taylor Swift song for me. The second one.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is almost all breakup songs. Yeah. This one's not quite a breakup song.
Are you sure that Love Story was Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Taylor Swift.
If Taylor Swift specialized in breakups.
Not on her first ones. A lot of her songs
were about her boyfriends, though.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at.
And Polly, she makes no bones about it. She's a kind of pop singer. And then on her Facebook page, on comments, she says, it's one simple sentence. I write songs about boys.
Second one, that was more a sad story about going to, I think, was Tinseltown Hollywood or someplace else?
It's Hollywood.
You see, on that one was I actually wrote Carrie Underwood. Because I kind of got a Carrie Underwood film on that. And for me, it just seemed like it was more of an uprising song. Like, I've started down below. No, I'm
really?
Ooh, really?
That's really? Not
what
I got.
This is, and what we're talking about what we're talking about is Pretty Little Things. So go ahead, John. I wanted to let them know what we were talking about. Go ahead. Your comments.
Sorry about that. No, and especially when she was talking about being on a stage, it was like kind of, you know,
Don't remember what I want to sing. What did I do this for? Yeah. Sounds very uplifting.
let Jonathan finish now, dude, without interrupting. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Go ahead, Logan. I lost my train of thought.
Go ahead. You were saying something about...
She was on the stage in Hollywood.
It just seemed like it was kind of like, you know, she forgot her words. Naturally, it's going to happen, you know, her first concert. But, you know, she was saying getting her makeup done and everything. It just, to me, it seemed like it was, you know, I'm starting at the bottom and all I had to do is go up.
See, I got a completely different flip. See what
to
I
me,
got.
It sounded kind of like, this is probably the most depressing You Just Came to Hollywood song ever.
Kind of, sort of. I got it from the mother's perspective. Yeah. It's like, you're chasing pretty things. Was it worth it? Come on back home.
Because first she was painting her toenails to look younger from 19 but then it was painting lipstick gone because the crack and alcohol made her look older. So
crack and alcohol, that'll do it to
I'm
you.
Pretty sure that was actually what they mentioned. I know the alcohol, I think it was crack that they mentioned too.
It was like, was it everything you thought it would be? It was part of the lyrics. Just another pretty thing to make you happy. And was it everything you thought it would be? Was part of the lyrics. So to me, it's just like, ooh, I got the flip side. Kind of like it was the mother saying, you didn't quite really make it. You can come on back home and we'll get you a job.
I thought it was more, oh God, why did I do this?
Yeah, like you could look at it a little bit
while
like
still
that.
Going, okay, let's go on. And some part in the back of your mind just going, why?
But you got the uplift. And it was an uplifting beat, though. I'll go with you with that. Mm-hmm. You look so tired. Jacob's on a Disney coma.
A little bit.
He's wanting to go back to Star Mountain.
Yeah. Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Well, the third song was Good at Goodbyes. And this was kind of a breakup song. He's like, yeah, she's been
pretty upbeat breakup song.
Yeah, it was upbeat again.
I'm the one saying goodbye this time. Yep. See ya.
And I got in my notes here, the very beginning had a very 80s feel to it. And I referenced Debbie Gibson.
Don't know who that is.
I know you
naturally.
Don't. I know you don't. She was probably the Taylor Swift of the 80s. You know, she sang a lot of upbeat pop songs. But even if it was a breakup song, it was still upbeat.
Yeah. So. I have a funny feeling that Jacob knew who it was because he started laughing when I said I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, well, 90% of the time, if someone references a musician, you don't know who it is. So, yeah, that's just...
I don't think Logan's heard any of her songs.
Nope.
If he has, he doesn't know about it. Probably like you. You might have, but you just don't... You don't connect the name to it. But this one, like I said, it was uplifting, but it was kind of sad. Because like Logan was saying, you know, she's oh, well, I've been left enough times. I'm used to it. Yeah.
You don't matter that much to me.
Yeah. Bye. Which leads back to your comment about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know, so that's a lot of her stuff. I'll survive.
That's what I have under the song, Taylor Swift, three lines, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Well, this one was one of the, I think, three most, well, hold on. Yeah, three happiest ones of the thing.
Well,
music-wise. This one's the one about the highway and the one about the boulevard. I think it was the boulevard anyways.
Not sure.
The last one.
This is the one that Logan started singing on, so he sang on the last three.
Yeah, A Little More Time is the fourth one. And yeah, this one, to me, I don't know about you guys, but I got it was about a destructive relationship, and they were finally realizing this, and we need some time to ourselves. But it was still upbeat to a degree. It wasn't negative per se, because part of the song referenced I'll leave out the fight, and they just pulled off to the side of the road, and he puts his hand on her knee and says, we need to spend a little bit of time alone. So I was like, okay. Not quite a breakup song, but it's like, maybe this is a little bit destructive.
It could also be like, you know, I need a little bit of breathing space. You need a little bit of breathing space. Let's still be together, but let's...
Song was this again?
A Little More Time.
That's not a breakup sign.
I didn't say it was. I said they needed some time apart from each other.
No, that was time alone, so they explored the back seat. That was that time alone.
Wow.
Okay.
They literally said, "So I shouldn't tell my mom about this, the fact that we explored the back seat." That was, we both were saying, let's have some more time alone as we get lost out on the highway. Let's ignore that turn back home.
Logan's going with the boom chicka wow wow.
Really?
Yeah, that one was a check-up song. Just straight up.
He's going with the boom chicka wow wow.
That was explicitly in the song. Sorry.
Yeah, you didn't crash it, but I did.
That was explicitly in the song.
I didn't get that, actually.
I got the end of chorus was they needed a little bit more time alone, which means he's like, okay. I think it was like moving too fast. It was like, they might have been doing
that. Both of them were doing that.
So that's what I got.
I see the freedom in your eyes.
Or it could also even be like the fact that they're on a road trip. Like they're running away from home. It could be that too.
Well, he did suggest that. Yeah, so maybe.
Jacob's being quiet. he's biding his time. Yeah, Taylor Swift, Jacob, Taylor Swift.
This one was the one of the top two happy songs of the thing.
There's only six.
There's two happy, one neutral, and then three breakup or otherwise depressed.
Depressed.
And all the music is uplifting.
Yeah, the music catchy.
Yeah.
Catchy music. Maybe not uplifting, but catchy.
The next one is the one that's about the boyfriend, husband, whatever, is cheating, and the very first segment, for some reason, is in the person he's cheating with perspective, but the rest of the song is pretty much the girlfriend, wife.
Right, it's a lesson learned, is what that's called. And it's pretty much, you know, okay, lesson learned. You got me, lesson learned. I'm not going to do it again the second time. But I got that feel too, Logan. And then the very last one was Wild. This one, to me, this was the more traditional country sound.
Yeah.
It talks even about the bars and having the whiskey and the slow country ballad feel to it. And this is one where I'm not saying Polly, but the character of the song is saying, I'll stick with you through thick and thin. Mm-hmm. You keep me safe, or
keep a
roof over my head. You can have your wild times, because they talked about him being in a band and going out. So it's like, you can have your wild times, go have fun with your friends, but remember, this is
when
home.
You come home,
this
is home. I'm here.
Right. So I like that one. It's kind of cool. It's slower ballad type.
Yeah.
More traditional. So
it also kind of sounds like the character's kind of giving him permission to do what Logan said on that one song.
Well, I didn't know if they really gave him permission to go too wild.
It just seems
just run around with the guys, but remember, this is you got to come back home.
You know, the way that it was like, remember, you got to come back home. You know,
true.
Leave her on the side. You have me here.
I didn't get it with necessarily a girl. You could get it that way, though. Yeah, I could see where you went that way very easily. But Polly has pretty much a high alto, low soprano voice. That seems to be where her comfort range is. She could probably sing higher. I'm not sure. Could not tell you. But with these six songs, that's where it felt like her comfort range was.
Yeah. I mean, she's got a lovely voice.
Yeah, she's got a nice voice. And for me, Taylor Swift is not a negative.
She looks like Taylor Swift.
She's got long blonde hair.
She's got the long blonde hair, the full lips.
I know she looks like some celebrity.
She's a little bit tanner. Than Taylor Swift. She doesn't have as pasty skin as Taylor Swift does, but
I think Jonathan knows a little bit too much about Taylor Swift there.
I mean, I did used to like her.
There you go. That
before
makes sense.
She went to pop.
Well, she was kind of pop already. She started like this. She started out country pop. Then she went pure
pop.
Well,
I mean, there were some songs when she first came out, there were some songs I didn't like. And then she started getting all right. And then she went purely pop. And I'm like, she went.
See, I enjoy pop, so I love her songs. I enjoy some pop, but
I don't enjoy her in pop. Like,
I'm opposite. I enjoy her music. I have fun with it because it's that upbeat, catchy rhythm, and I can move my body to it. And that's where a lot of these were. I could move my body a little bit to it and have fun.
I was
with
busy
the songs.
Writing notes while I was listening, so I didn't get the.
So I enjoyed it. But like I said, I enjoy the pop type songs.
I know that Logan enjoyed it because he's over here going, singing along.
And I love the O's.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Lesson Learned. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, almost sounds almost like maybe a 60s song. Of what they used to do in the front of their songs and stuff.
No, so. Let's reference a 60 pop song that I don't know, or pop singer that I don't know.
That's completely out of left field.
That is completely out of left field. I actually know who that is, I think.
They were the same ones that did 64? PlayStation.
65?
It's Madonna, okay. Isn't it?
No. They were the same people that did PlayStation.
It's Blue.
Blue.
That's the title of the song. Yeah, we'll play it for you here in a bit.
I know, but who sings it?
Eiffel 65 with Jacob.
We could also play PlayStation. Like
Jacob's in a...
I know the song. Like
Disney coma. He's over there nodding his head. Let me go. Please let me go. What was it? A week and a half in Disney World?
Pretty much.
He's dead.
It was great.
But when you get home, you are dead.
Yeah.
You didn't miss any of us at all.
No.
Not at all.
But yeah, this is one I'd say if you're into the country pop, this is right up your alley. You'll have fun with it. I can see her transitioning to pop really easily, just like Taylor Swift did, if she wanted to. And there's probably, since Taylor Swift kind of went that direction, this Polly Baker could fill that void that's a little bit missing in country. There's not too many female country singers that are just doing country pop. But I don't listen to a lot of country to know right now.
But like,
except for the independent stuff.
Like Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, and a lot of the other females are
but
in bands.
But is this pop as this, though?
No.
I didn't think so.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, there are some females who kind of have a feel for that, but they're with a band, so.
Okay.
For example, never mind. I can't think of the band's name right now.
Well, it happens.
Yep, that happens. Jonathan's getting old. As he always tells us.
Yeah. Ben Perry, there's a Ben Perry.
Oh, Ben Perry, I forgot about them. Okay, yeah, that's a little bit. Well, they're kind of they kind of stray into pop a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can get
there's you. Lady Antebellum.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't know all the people anymore. I don't listen to country, you know, mainstream country or mainstream pop or rock anymore.
Yeah.
I pretty much listen to the indie stuff anymore that we get through the different companies that send us this. So, thank you for doing that. I generally
dislike about 90% of what comes on the 98.1. Is that the one, generally?
That's kind of a pop rock
station. That's kind of pop rock.
No, but I kind of dislike 90% of what comes on there, if I remember correctly. Some of the tunes are good, but most of it, meh.
That happens. That happens. But again, this is Polly Baker's self-titled EP. There's 6 songs on it, put out by, what did I say, Blue. I'm Blue. Blue Elaine Records. So this is one you can look up. From what I looked at, she does have a Facebook page, so you can go under Polly Baker Music. And we'll have a link to her Facebook page as well. And be able to get in touch with her there. I looked up her website, but looked like, I'm not sure if she's keeping that up to date or not. But that's one of the things I will comment on. I didn't see anything new on her Facebook page even since November. So it's like, Polly, you need to get out there and still put some stuff out there. So that way you get some more interest in your music, because I enjoy it, and I think more people than you think enjoy it. So don't be afraid.
Go for it.
Put it out there. We appreciate, or I appreciate it, and Logan likes it, and Jonathan enjoys most of it. I don't know. There's probably a few that you might not have enjoyed as much as others. Jacob's more traditional country when it comes to country. So.
Well, he has the thumbs up for this, I think, or traditional country. I'm not sure which.
I think it was either traditional. Yeah.
Whatever the listeners want to think.
There you go.
He's going to keep you guys in suspense, listeners.
Yes.
Well, we're going to jump into our tweets and stuff. So we want to thank everybody for writing into us. You can get in touch with us on our Twitter account or Facebook account. Just look up Comic Pop Library. You can also get to us through admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Also, remember to subscribe on iTunes. Please do that and give us more listeners there. But the first one I got, and most of these are from Twitter, Salt Petal. They sent us a song, and we referenced them on one of our posts, and it definitely had a disco feel to it. So they said, thanks for the awesome review. Get that disco feeling. So they definitely went to the disco feel with their music, so it's very cool. And then Suzanne Lambden, we had her on quite a few months back. She sent out some things thanking us for the visit and said, thank you guys. You guys rock. And she loves these guys. We love you too, Suzanne. We appreciate everything you do for us. So thank you for sending that out. Logan and I, on short notice, got to go to the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita, where Susan Lambden was doing an author signing. So we got to see her there. We got to do some cosplaying. So she's met us there. And
I think the first time I've actually done karaoke.
Yep. Logan got up and did karaoke. The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yep.
CDB. He knew every word.
Yeah, that since I think, what, 8th grade or 7th grade?
Probably. Probably so. The last one we have isn't actually a tweet or from Facebook. This is from Sam Nicolosi's website. And in Cheat Magazine, they did a feature on him. And he was kind enough to reference the Comic Pop Library as being one of the features in the article. So thank you, Sam, for doing that and putting it in with a Cheat Book Magazine article that they did for you. So definitely appreciate that. Every little bit helps. So thank you very much for doing that. Getting back to Polly Baker again, this is her self-titled EP. If you like Taylor Swift, you'll definitely enjoy this. If you like country pop in general, I think you'll still enjoy this as well. This one, digital download. I don't know how many public libraries out there can support digital downloads, but individual collections, you can place it within your playlists and have fun with those. Almost the whole album to me, download it. Sometimes we talk about we like this one, not so much this one. But these, I enjoyed all 6. Some a little bit more than others, but I enjoyed all 6. But any of you guys have anything else you want to comment? You enjoyed it all, or you had your favorites?
I pretty much liked it all, yeah.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Jonathan's playing with his hair.
What hair? I have no hair.
Well, you haven't been shaved yet, so.
That's about it, but I'm not playing with that.
But again, we want to thank Samuel Morris from Carol and Young Group for sending Polly our way. Definitely thank Polly Baker for letting us listen to her music on this episode. We really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for doing that. Definitely interested in seeing what's going to be coming out of her next. If it's going to be more pop or if she's going to try to change it up a little bit. Because like I said, the last song was a little bit more traditional country. So maybe she might try a little few more songs in that arena. But as a whole, a great EP. Yep. You go out and pick it up. The song I picked to go out on was Lesson Learned. Because I just like the uh-uh-ohs. you can tell Logan and I enjoy pop. So thank you all for listening. We hope you've been having fun listening to us. We've been having fun talking about Polly Baker and her self-titled EP. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Swore it's the last time last night. I'm a habit that he's trying to break. Don't know why he put his lips on mine, but old habits die hard. At least that's what they say. I thought I had it right where I wanted him, and I pulled my hand until she walked in. She got you all alone. You didn't know what to say to me. She told me to write another song. And learn.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.